He grinned again, and she forced a smile back. The vacation had been his idea. They were individually and collectively out of sorts, and they'd needed some time off, he'd argued. She'd reluctantly agreed. Not because she'd wanted to go, but because she felt she needed to go. Eden had become distant since her third miscarriage, and she felt like she was losing him somehow, to work, to his hobbies, or worse, to someone else. He'd always been faithful to her, or if he hadn't been, he'd at least been discreet, unlike her sister's husband, Brent, a hedge fund manager who openly chased anything in a miniskirt. Eden had been pulling away recently, though, talking less to her in the morning while they got ready for work, making fewer dinner reservations for them, and going more often and later to the gym. He touched her less, and he made less eye contact with her. Every time his cell phone vibrated at night, or he returned home late from work, the engines of panic and doubt whirred to life in her mind. Eden finished loading their luggage onto the cart, and they started for the exit, where two young Malay soldiers armed with machine guns stood guard. Mara felt her mouth go dry, one of the precursors to the panic attacks she'd been having since her last miscarriage. In baggy navy uniforms two sizes too big for them, the soldiers hardly looked old enough to shave, let alone carry automatic weapons. Mara imagined them accidentally firing their guns, barely hanging on to them as they randomly sprayed bullets into the crowd. On their way past, though, the soldiers didn't even glance at them, more interested in a group of teenage girls milling about nearby. They hit a wall of humidity as they stepped outside the terminal, a harbinger of the approaching monsoon rains.